My dad was a Tammy Wynette fan.
He was?
Massive. Married 5 times, you know.
Your dad?
Tammy.
More stew.
Oh, yes, it was good. Amazing. Birdie, the meat, delicious.
You're married, aren't you, Barry?
I met my Mary back in the summer of 85. Never looked back. Childhood sweethearts, that. Careless whisper.
No D-I-V-O-R-C in the happy house of Barry Leeming, then.
Not quite sure what you're driving at there, Birdie.
But you'd never play a person false, deliberately sell them, I don't know, a car you knew to be faulty.
I thought I was here to talk about replacing your shed windows.
William Palmer.
Who?
Best have him back here as soon as you possibly can, or it will all be a bit late for the spell to be put right.
For the what to be what?
For the spell. It's going to completely, and by completely I do mean completely, transform you into a hare in a year and a day from, well, today.
Into a hare? You had me gone there, Birdie.
Eat up.
It's not rabbit, is it? And I did warn you about the car. Said its engine needed a look at. I did.
You did, Barry, you did. Colonel Coburn's going to do all he can for you, but it's him and only him who can help you. I need you to remember that.
Help me how?
You know, I would love for you to talk to me all night, Barry.
All of you!
But unfortunately, you don't have a minute to spare.
Oh, what have you done to me?
Don't forget the name now. William Palmer.
Of all the tales told on these islands, few are as strange as that of William Palmer. Cursed, apparently, on the road to Canterbury in the spring of 1185 for denying the presence of the other world by the King of the Grey Folk, or Fairy, himself, and compelled to walk from that day to this between the worlds of magic and of men, and subsequently known in all the strange and wonderful lore attributed to the mysterious William Palmer as Pilgrim.
Can't thank you enough for coming, William.
It's a pleasure.
You sure you're all right out here? It's definitely a bit of a breeze.
Fine, nice and fine. Oh, it's always good to see your garden.
Oh, all my sister's work.
How is Esther?
Oh, absolutely tip-top.
Is she not at home?
Oh, way at our cousin's. We were both very sorry to hear about Doris. Devastated. Totally devastated. Which is nothing to how you must feel about what happened. The abduction, that's terrible, just terrible. Can I get you a glass of wine or something? A beer?
Who told you that she was abducted?
You did.
No, I didn't.
Stroke of luck, you've been down the road.
What is it I can do for you, Nathan?
Well, to be honest, it's been so long, I wasn't sure if you were still trading in antique books, Billy. I thought you might have moved on from all that. As I know, you like to move on. After all, you are...
Pilgrim.
It's a little chilly out here in the garden, isn't it?
How did you know about Doris?
It came to me.
As things do.
I'd really sooner go back inside.
That's what you'd like.
I'd like you to read this.
Well, what is it?
Came in the post a week or so ago.
The urgent attention of Mr. N. Havering, Esquire, care of the Hobberley Society of Magic and Magicians. Colonel J.J. Coburn cordially invites you to a true and definitive proof of magic. Suki Hill.
Suki Hill. Esther said I should ignore it. Said that whatever it was that this Colonel Coburn was selling was best left where it was.
Was that good advice?
You know us at the Society, William. Our little group of enthusiasts. Ever wants to turn down an opportunity.
And?
And we decided to investigate.
You went to this?
2 nights ago.
And?
And what I saw up there on Suki Hill persuaded me to contact you straight away. But I didn't need to contact you. Because you were already in Cirencester, weren't you? Not 5 miles from Harberley. Which was fortuitous, all things considered. True to form, eh, William?
What did you see, Nathan?
Are you sure you don't want to go inside?
Tell me.
The Colonel said its name was Barry. And Barry was sitting there in that cage. Sorry, but you see, he was changing.
Changing?
Into a hare.
Into a what?
It was just what it said on the flyer. A true and definitive proof of magic. And just about the most terrible thing I've ever seen. It was just awful. The eyes on him, just desperate.
And what is it that you think I can do?
Well, I think you can help him. This Barry.
And you're sure that this is what you saw?
As sure as I was about you on that December afternoon, Billy.
You're still driving that old sports car, Nathan?
I am.
And let's take it for a spin.
You best have a butcher's at your security, mate, because that big gate you got down there was swinging open wider than a rhino's arse. Lucky for you, I closed it behind me.
And you are?
I'm looking for Colonel J.J. Coburn. You see him?
Not lately.
Well, that's funny, because I already had himself a dyed yellow pointy beard and was slim as the proverbial pickings, and asked you right down to a tee, mister. I'm Mary, Mary Leeming, Barry's wife.
Where are my manners, Mary? Mary, come in. Come in.
Then you are this Colonel Coburn character. You sent me an email.
Call me JJ, please.
It's all right. You don't need to say anything. I know what you're thinking.
You do?
You're thinking your usual disapproving thoughts about me. I know you are.
Something the matter, Nathan?
You know, at first, I was genuinely reluctant to contact you, William. I really was. I didn't want you berating me.
Berating you?
For knowing more about you and the Grey Folk than you were happy for me to know. But then I began to think about that. To seriously think about it. And I began to realise that I can't actually berate myself for knowing what I actually know. I can't help it if I have insights. I can't help it if one December afternoon I go to see my old friend Doris and you just happen to wander in from the road or wherever it was you'd been and bam, I know.
Yes, Nathan, I was there.
I absolutely know who you are, perceiving all those hundreds of years of you all at once. It was like witnessing an angel or something. Oh, it's ridiculous, you know? Having sight but no power. Ridiculous.
You have been discreet about me, haven't you?
Of course I have. You know I have. But this Barry business is an emergency, no?
Mrs. Pleasance.
Oh, yeah?
You come across her?
No. Who's Mrs. Pleasance?
This is someone I'm trying to trace.
Grayfolk?
I don't know.
But not of this world.
If anyone hears anything...
Oh, I'll be on that blow as quick as you like. There we are. Suki Hill. Where are you going?
I'll be back as quick as I can.
Can I come with you?
You best stay here.
Not expecting anyone.
I'd just like a moment alone.
Naturally.
I know you must be very confused about all this, Mary. I know I will be if the tables were turned.
I'm not confused, Colonel. What I am is well pissed off.
And I can understand that. I can. You've every right. Every right. But you must understand Barry wanted things kept discreet.
Which means what when it's at home? And please don't be telling me that he didn't want me worried, because if you don't want to worry someone, you don't disappear without trace for the best part of a year. You phone him or text him or send a postcard. What you don't do is leave him going frantic and accusing Hungarian waitresses of running off with him. That's what you don't do, Colonel Coburn.
Of course it's not, no.
And what are you doing in an abandoned airfield?
You'll see.
I'll see. Is Barry sick?
Not sick, exactly.
Well, then what, exactly?
Depressed, perhaps. Perhaps depressed. Hungarian waitress.
Is that the reason you wrote to me? Because he's depressed?
Barry's had a very challenging year. Oh. Dale and I have done our level best to cheer him up, but that's not
what
always...
the hell's been going on? And who's Dale?
I think it best you prepare yourself, Mary.
But prepare myself for what? What's wrong? Was it you that abducted him?
Nobody abducted anybody. Barry came to me of his own accord.
And why was that?
Because he needed someone to look after him.
To look after him? To look after him how? I looked after him?
No need for the tone, Mary, thank you.
Not getting heavy, are we, Colonel?
I don't need to, do I?
I'd like to see my husband.
I'll fetch us an umbrella.
Majesty? Show yourself. I'm looking for her. Mrs. Pleasance, looking for her. You know I am.
Billy?
Did I not ask you to stay where you were, Nathan?
Sorry, Billy.
They were here, weren't they? The Grey Folk. You spoke with them.
There's nothing of any use up here.
All one's life one imagines, one hopes. But ultimately, it's always silence.
So is this where you saw Barry?
Colonel Coburn put his tent up at the top of the hill there. It's where those trees are.
How did you get up here?
I walked. It was a beautiful evening.
Come on.
Where are you going now?
I think it's time we had a word with this Colonel Coburn, don't you?
Well, Uncle Jasper was stationed out here at Gardner's Fell during the war.
Is that right?
He worked on the Lancasters, bomber commands. Got a medal too.
Very impressive.
Yeah, he's a family hero, is Uncle Jasper. Not that he actually flew, of course. Did try to feed us up one Christmas, but there you go, engineers.
A breed of farce.
It's not exactly cosy, is it? The old aerodrome.
Well, we might do. Here we are.
What do you mean, here we are?
I mean, here we are.
Barry's in here? In this old hangar? What's he doing in here?
No need to get hysterical.
Who's getting hysterical? What's with these chains?
I think it only right that I warn you.
Warn me? Warn me about what? What's wrong with him?
Be strong, Mary.
Just open that door right now, Colonel. Barry? Can we have the light on, please?
Well, Barry prefers it a bit murky.
Since when?
Look who's here to see you, Buzz.
All right, Mayor.
Oh, my God, Barry.
I can stay if you'd like. Would you like me to stay?
What the hell's happened to you?
Don't shout, love. Please. Please. I've been a bit down in the dumps lately.
What have you done to him, Colonel?
Think it best if I leave Barry to explain. You'll be all right if I leave you alone, won't you, Buzz?
You're looking great, love. And she looking great, JJ.
And you want a what, Bill?
Arrange a demonstration.
I think you must have me confused with someone else, mate.
Well, you are Dale Freeman.
Yeah,
And you know Nathan, Nathan Havery?
Of course I know him. This is Oberlin.
In fact, you saw him 2 nights ago up on Suki Hill.
I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Then, that's not you in the dicky bow and the tux?
Who took this? Did Nathan take this?
Doesn't matter who took it. What matters is I'm willing to pay money. Good money, proper money.
For what?
For a demonstration.
And what's proper money?
15,000.
15,000?
Cash. And I'll make a down payment of 5 tonight. But I'll only do that if I actually get to meet your Colonel Coburn face to face.
That's a lot of money.
And there's a finder's fee.
A finder's fee?
Yeah, I was thinking 10%.
1,500?
And that would be strictly between us, Dale. Gentleman's agreement.
If I can't arrange a meet?
Then we'll both forget this conversation ever happened.
Colonel Coburn's not a person you want to mess about.
Shall we say we'll talk later?
It's not that I don't understand the words you're saying, Barry. It's just that I don't understand them.
Don't be like this, Mary.
Like what, Barry? Don't be like what? You disappeared on me, Barry. You vanished into thin air.
Because she hexed me.
Oh, this woman, Birdie Birch.
She said she wanted her shed windows fixing. I said I could do that for her, no problem.
And for that, she hexes you.
It wasn't for that.
Well, what was it for, then?
I told her the car needed a bit of work. I told her right from the get-go. I said the engine needed a bit of a look.
You sold her a rubbish car.
It wasn't rubbish.
Barry!
It wasn't.
And when was this?
A couple of weeks before she...
Oh, when is this going to stop? Because it's a fine reputation you're making for yourself.
It's a bit late for ticking off.
Can we please put some lights on so that I can see you properly?
I like it without.
It's ridiculous.
Stop having a go at us.
Janice puts all this down to those Cuban heels.
Eh?
This always needing to get one over on everyone.
She gave me a year, Mary. A year and a day to find this person, Palmer. After that, I stay this way.
You stay what way? Because you're not seriously expecting me to take this hex story of yours seriously. And why are you sleeping in your own... Oh, is this your mate, the Colonel's idea of luxury?
Colonel? He ain't no Colonel, he's just a thug. Always was, always will be. And the things he's made me do. Disgusting things. The photographs.
Barry?
Don't touch me! I'm disgusting.
Not disgusting. You'll never be disgusting to me.
Look.
Oh my God.
Knew you couldn't look at me. I'm changing, Mary. And the changes are getting faster and faster.
Is that... fur? That's not fur.
It's everywhere.
What do you mean it's everywhere?
I mean it's everywhere.
Go, Harry.
And the Colonel, he said he was going to help me locate this man, Palmer, but he hadn't done a thing, nothing. Now I'm going to stay like this. I'm going to stay like this forever.
Look, you've got to slow down, Barry.
You've got to find him. You've got to find this man, Palmer.
It's a pleasure to meet you at last, Colonel.
At last?
Nathan's told me all about you.
Nice to see you again, Mr. Havering.
Colonel.
No nasty dreams, I hope.
It's quite a show you're putting on, by all accounts.
Dale mentioned something about a deposit.
Yes, I have it here.
I'd like to give it a quick count before we go any further, if that's all right with you, Bill.
It's all there.
Don't doubt it for a second.
I hope 50s is all right. I could only get 50s.
50s is fine.
Where did you serve, Colonel?
Falklands back in 82.
Wow.
And a quick look in on the Mick in 86 and 88. Were you a military man, Bill?
Well, way back when.
Yeah, what was your regiment?
They just say I fought for the king.
We wouldn't be having a laugh at our expense, would we? Bill?
With 15,000 on the table.
Very glad to hear it.
And how did you find your way into this line of work?
What line of work?
The magical line of work.
An opportunity presented itself.
Our man Barry.
Naughty, naughty Nathan. I hope you haven't gone and spoilt it for our friend Bill.
I only said it was extraordinary. And it is. It is extraordinary, the show you do.
It is the most extraordinary thing you will ever see, Mr. Bill.
It's a proof of magic, I hope. A definitive proof.
It's exactly that. And, of course, we rely on customer discretion.
Of course.
Now, where would you like us to set up camp?
Well, I was hoping you might tell me.
Well, then you're not local.
No, I'm passing through. But if I'm as impressed as you seem to think I'm going to be, then there are parties of my own I could contact.
The more the merrier. Photographs is extra. We don't happen to have another name, do we, to go with Bill?
We don't. But I trust the money's what we discussed.
Well, right. Dale will be in touch.
I know he will.
Colonel Colburn looked a bit rattled.
Good. Now, I need you to prepare a room at your house for when I bring Barry back.
Are you out of your mind? You don't even know where he is.
No, not just at the second I don't, and I'm going to need your car.
For what?
For following him. I have the room ready.
Oh, it's completely out of the question. You can't possibly bring Barry back to mine.
You wanted me to help him.
I know I did.
Then help him. Now give me the keys.
Thank you.
And how am I supposed to get home?
Colonel?
JJ's out in a minute.
I thought I heard his car come back.
Well, he came back and now he's gone out again.
Gone out again?
Yes, gone out again.
And who are you?
I'm Dale. Mary.
When were we introduced?
Something I can do for you.
It's Barry.
What about Barry?
He's not well. Did I say something funny?
I don't know, did you?
Barry's sick.
No, he isn't.
Excuse me?
Look, I know it's all a bit distressing for you. You wouldn't be distressed. But then again, that's Barry all over, isn't it?
Excuse me?
Unpredictable.
What? Look, what are you talking about?
Well, when you think of what his reputation was around here, the people he ripped off. Still, there's no wheeler-dealer in when it comes to bad magic, is there?
And you have a background in that sort of thing, do you, Dale?
My background's boxing, same as the Colonel's, bare knuckle. Now, that was a well mental time, well mental.
Mental like this is mental?
No, this is just mental. I'm talking about a proper Colonel Coben production. I'm talking about an arse-kicking, blood-letting, balls-to-the-floor fight. Did Barry really never tell you?
Barry was involved?
Up to his great big ears, love. And the money. Unbelievable. Glass of beer?
Look, it's a year and a day tomorrow. He says he goes 1 minute over and he stays like this forever.
And what exactly is it you think we could do for him? Now, if you don't mind...
What about trying to locate this man, William Palmer?
Who?
The Colonel didn't say.
Well, duh.
Mary? Is that you, Mary?
Barry.
Who are you?
My name's Palmer, William Palmer.
William Palmer.
You certainly prefer it fresh, don't you, Barry? Are you chained?
Chained.
Restrained in any way?
You're here. You're really here. William Palmer, I found you.
Let's just get going.
But what about Mary, my wife? Mary.
Where is she?
She's over in the office with...
Well, look, I'll come back for her as soon as I've got you somewhere safe, I promise.
I'm not leaving her on her own here. No way, not with... Dale.
If you don't get me the colonel on the phone this minute, then I'm calling the police, Dale, no question.
Do what? Talk fur with the fuzz?
I'll have it your way, Dale.
Now, you listen to me.
My phone!
Because if I were Barry, I'd be down on my paws, thanking the colonel for everything he's done for me.
He sleeps in his own mess, Dale.
Because that's the way Barry wants
it. Oh, and you know this for a fact, do you? You know this. Barry sat you down and told you that, has he? I want to sleep in filth, please.
What I know, what I definitely know for a fact, is that he's turning into a bloody rabbit. A very rich, very disgusting bloody rabbit.
Rich!
Rich as in 160,000 from the private demonstrations alone. And don't you worry, Mary, love. You and Barry are going to get your cut. Because the colonel always looks after his partner.
How's that for a cut?
My hand! You stabbed my hand!
Don't make a sound, Mary, you understand? Do you understand? What's going on?
Dale got stabbed with a paper knife.
Come on.
Where's my Barry? If you were at my Barry.
I'm William Palmer and Barry is safe in the car. Now come.
I can't do it, William. I can't answer any of these questions.
I'm just asking you to try, Mary.
I don't know how it happened. I do remember we talked about Tammy. Tammy Winnett. She said she was a fan, like my dad was a fan.
Well, Birdie said, Birdie Bird.
Yes.
And the car that you sold her.
Oh, he said the engine needed looking at. I told her.
How did you come to be selling her a car?
I don't remember.
Try.
I really don't remember.
What kind of a car was it?
A Mondeo.
And where did you get the Mondeo from?
I was sort of given...
By who?
I can't remember.
I'll give you the car, Barry.
Everything all right in there, William? Thought you might like a cup of tea.
Oh, can you sit with us for a second or two, Nathan?
Right.
Go on, Barry.
I know that I never ever thought that any of this would ever happen, William, really. I never did.
No, I believe you, Barry.
I was a businessman. A businessman.
Who gave you the car?
I told you I don't remember.
Try.
I don't remember.
It was Coburn. Colonel Coburn.
That's right, it was Coburn. Who told you that?
Just came into my head.
Oh, thank you, Nathan. Now, anything else you remember, Barry?
Where's Mary? I want my Mary.
Mary's just downstairs. William's trying to help you.
The Colonel said, Barry.
He knew a lady who might be interested in purchasing it. And that lady was...
Was Birdie Bird. And how did the Colonel know about Birdie Bird?
I don't know, do I? I don't know.
Well, they're not connected as far as you know.
I don't know.
But it is possible that the Colonel might have set you up with Birdie.
Look... You've got me all at sixes and sevens here, Palmer. All I know is you're the one she asked for.
Hello, Birdie.
Colonel.
Someone run off with your sweets.
All right, Barry, we're nearly done, I promise. I just need you to try and remember where Birdie Bird lived. After all, you're supposed to be delivering me there tonight, aren't you?
I remember she gave me stew. And the stew was delicious. Really, really delicious. But where was the house? Where was the house? It's no good, no good. There's nothing. They paraded me naked. You know? Naked. All those people.
I have to know the address, Barry.
You think I don't know that I have to remember her address? You think that might have possibly slipped my mind? Especially with you two here now, badgering me. The things they've done to me.
What time is it?
10:30.
Well, then it's time to go.
It's time to go where?
Apple Tree Cottage.
That's it, Apple Tree Cottage.
And who's at Apple Tree Cottage?
Birdie is.
When did I say that, Colonel? I don't remember saying anything about that.
You said I'd be compensated, Birdie. In the unlikely event of Barry escaping, you said I will be compensated.
But Barry didn't escape, did he? Barry was rescued. And by his wife, you see. She sounds like quite the girl.
She stabbed my man with a paper knife, nailed him to a desk.
Oh, I like her more and more. Surprised you didn't try and recruit her to your nasty little brood.
Yeah, whoever or whatever, it looks as if old Barry's on his way home to you tonight.
And by a whisker, eh, Colonel?
Well, is that supposed to be funny?
Well, I thought so.
Our agreement was Barry.
I know what our agreement was.
I get him to sell you the dodgy Mondeo, you hex him into a hare, and I go on the road and make us all a fortune.
And Barry you got for a year and the best part of a day.
You know, there are things I could do to you, Birdie. Unpleasant things.
Such as what? This? Oh, mind the table there, Colonel, because you will have to pay for any breakages. Am I to understand that you do not wish to die, Colonel? A distinguished military man like you. Sorry, I didn't catch that. Was that yes or was that a no? No. This is only a very rough approximation, you understand. But what you're experiencing is more or less what it's like to wake up buried alive. Oh.
Saved by the knock egg, JJ.
That's my trouble.
Now, you sit quietly in the corner over there, Colonel, and I'll just see who this is, all right?
All right.
And remember, not a peep.
Hello?
I'm Mary Leeming, Barry's wife. Could I come in, please?
Certainly, Mary.
Oh, we do have a face on, don't we?
What's wrong with the Colonel?
Oh, he's having a little think about what he's done, aren't you, JJ?
Yeah, get out, Mary, get out.
Oh, do be quiet, JJ.
Looks so much better with a rug over him, doesn't he, Mary? I have to say, I like the way you really hammered your point home with the Colonel's associate. Dale, was it? Ouch. Only sad I didn't get to see it. Now, I assume you've got Barry lurking outside in the bushes somewhere. Speak up.
I'm not afraid of you.
Oh, that's a shame, because actually you ought to be. You know, it's not really very gentlemanly of Barry to send you in first, is it?
I insisted.
Oh, and why would you do that?
Because I wanted to...
You wanted to...
Look you in the eye and see what sort of a person it is would do what you did to my poor Barry.
Now, we both know poor Barry wasn't so very poor, don't we? Unless you're referring to the fact that he is poor in character. Is that what you're referring to?
You know what I'm talking about.
In fact, we both know poor Barry really was a bit of a public menace, don't we? Selling clapped-out useless rubbish to hard-up people. And that car he palmed off on me really was a total, total dud. Very commendable.
And just who do you think you are to pass judgment on us?
I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet, got no rhythm.
What?
That's your song, isn't it? You and Barry's.
Who told you that?
Barry did. I bet it was a lovely wedding too, was it? A lovely wedding.
It was all right.
And you looked lovely, did you look lovely?
Why are you doing this to us?
It was a dress white with all the frills. It was, wasn't it? I bet it cost a fortune too, unless of course poor Barry went and got it cheap off some geezer. Not that you would have cared over much where he got it, eh, Mary? Long as you got what you wanted, it was the 80s after all. You probably felt like you were entitled, princess like you. Mum and Dad must have been so proud. Oh, what a catch.
Just to shut your mouth.
And don't tell me, you have three bridesmaids. Your bestest mates. All billowy and delicious in their ringlets and pink, shiny dresses, all revved up for the disco later. The odd, dirty fumble in the taffeta. Oh, I'm almost sorry I missed it.
That's it, you...
Barry? Oh, aren't we looking fantastic? Oh, whiskers are a bit sharp, but otherwise...
What have you done to my wife?
Oh, Mary's quite all right, Barry. You didn't happen to bring us William Palmer, did you?
He's outside.
Outside?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a clever sausage then. Now,
How about you just hop off and show him in? Now, I don't want to hear another thing out of you two, all right, not until we're done. Sorry, didn't quite catch that.
All right.
All right.
Good.
William Palmer.
You took your time getting here, didn't you, Pilgrim?
Pilgrim? Who's Pilgrim?
Quiet yourself, Barry. The grown-ups are talking.
So you must be Birdie.
Do you two know each other?
I'd say we're what, Pilgrim? Colleagues?
Make right on your bargain with Barry.
Is that an order, Pilgrim?
And that's how you want to hear it?
No, I don't want.
Please, then.
I don't know. I kind of like Barry this way. What do you think, Barry?
What have you done to my Mary?
Oh, she certainly loves you, Barry Leeming. She's about the only one on planet Earth who does, but she really does love you. Doubt your friend the Colonel here could say the same.
You just reverse the spell, Birdie,
please.
You do
bleat on, don't you, Pilgrim?
And we'll continue to do so.
Troubles and cares, shares and hairs, doodah, doodah.
Barry!
Now, William Palmer and I have to go outside and have a conversation. Will you two be all right on your own?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That's enough, Barry. And I'm going to put the music back on so that you two can dance together or do whatever, all right? And remember, the Colonel's just over there, but don't worry, he does have a rug over his head. Are you still okay, Colonel? Good. Now, is everybody happy? Mary? Barry? Happy?
Happy.
Well, all right then. Let's walk among the trees, Pilgrim.
Let's.
Your hands, Barry. Your lovely hands. The fur's gone, look. And your face is...
It's gone. The fur's gone.
Oh, I suppose you're right, Pilgrim.
About what?
My deplorable methods.
Actually, I'm grateful to you for saving Barry.
Did you doubt me?
Might I ask what it is that you want from me?
I just fancied a chat.
Well, what would you like to chat about?
I don't mind, really. What would you like to chat about?
Mrs. Pleasance.
What about her?
You know her?
What do you think?
Well, I think I don't know what to think.
How did things work out for poor Tadek?
Tadek's gone.
Oh, you were there.
I was. Was it for my benefit?
Your benefit.
Tadek?
If there's one thing I absolutely hate, it's being underestimated, and a girl has to make her mark in this world. You know what I mean.
Cecilia said that you promised her something.
Oh, the scrummy Cecilia.
Something to do with her sister?
Let's just talk about us, Pilgrim.
If that is the case, then with the very greatest of respect, may I ask who exactly you are?
Who wants to know?
Me.
You and the King, I do not doubt. And please don't try and pretend that you've not been approached.
And they say you are dangerous. And I say so too, Mrs. Pleasance.
And you are their faithful hound, are you not? Send Pilgrim off to do this, send Pilgrim off to do that. Aren't you utterly sick and tired of it? Especially when all Pilgrim wants to do is die the death he should have been permitted 1,000 hot blood years ago. But that's the scale of the King's deceit, is it not? I know that you have suffered. I feel it.
And I know that you are trying to tempt me. Or trick me, or both.
Actually, I'm attempting to give you the opportunity to claw back a little power for yourself.
Well, how would I do that?
The Aberon.
The what?
Very good book. Thumpingly good. Chock-a-block with old magic. Forgotten magic.
I have no gift for magic.
You quietened that spirit in Tadek for years.
I failed with Tadek.
Then this is your chance to improve. In fact, this is your chance full stop. Your chance for your daughter, too. Doris, isn't it?
You have me at a disadvantage.
I know that you could live to see her die the hot blood death the king denied her. You see, there's nothing the king fears more than the Aberon.
Well, how is it that I've never heard of this book?
I'll be in touch, Pilgrim.
Wait.
Yes?
What happens to Barry and Mary now?
I heard you were compassionate. Lovely.
Well?
Your friends Barry and Mary will wake up tomorrow in each other's arms. They will look around and they will see Colonel J.J. Coburn sitting in a fetid pool of his own excrement, and they will all wonder how it is that they possibly all came to be in the middle of a falling down house on the Cheltenham Road.
They won't remember.
Not a blessed thing, which I think personally is a bit of a shame. But imagine their greedy little faces when they start putting all the pieces together. I'm almost sorry I won't be there to see it. Give my very best to Ailey Bridge, won't you?
What?
Don't forget now. The Aberon. Close your eyes.
Mrs. Pleasance?
Pull down with your right hand, Billy. Control the kite.
Look, I am pulling.
Yeah, that's better.
Does Ailey Bridge mean anything to you, Nathan?
Not a thing. And I'm sorry.
For what?
I don't know. Just sorry.
I think I'm getting the hang of this now.
Are they here around us, Billy? The grey folk?
What do you want me to say?
Well, I want you to say they are.
You think the life that I live, the things that I see are some sort of sideshow? Get Pilgrim to do this. Pilgrim to do that? Is that what you think?
Of course not.
Then don't wish your life away on this, because it will finish you. Understand me, Nathan?
It was wrong of me to even ask.
The wind is picking up, I think.
There's danger there, at Ailey Bridge. I felt it as soon as you said it.
Come on, let's just fly this kite.
Up she goes!
In Pilgrim by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz, Pilgrim was played by Paul Hilton, Colonel Coburn by Ralph Ineson, and Birdie by Kate Fleetwood. Barry was played by Carl Prekop, Mary, Alex Tregear, Nathan, Gerard McDermott, and Dale was Simon Bubb. The director was Mark Beebe.
And you can find